And there's this beautiful hadith, a story about this. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is narrated saying that I heard one day, the Imam says, the Muslims, meaning the non-Shia Muslims, they were speaking about a certain pious individual who was so known for his piety, his knowledge. Everybody was talking about how great he is. He's a scholar. So he says, one day I wanted to see who's this guy that everybody's talking about. He says that I went to the market, and he says, I went disguised. I was basically veiled. He covered himself so the people wouldn't know him because he wanted to see who this person is. He said, I saw people around him asking him, glorifying him, revering him, respecting him. And then he quietly left the gathering. He said, I started to secretly follow him to see what does this guy do that he has earned this much respect of the people. He said, all of a sudden, I noticed he came across a market, a store, that the guy was selling bread. All of a sudden, he stole two pieces of bread quietly and he moved on. I was like, wait a minute. This righteous, pious man just stole two loaves of bread. But I told myself, the Imam says, maybe, you know what, maybe he has a prior understanding with this shopkeeper. And he's told him, anytime you want, come and take bread and then come and ask me for the money. So I gave him the benefit of the doubt. He says, a few minutes later, he came across a fruit market and he secretly took two pomegranates. So I was like, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't add up. He said, I continued to follow him, the Imam says, until I noticed he came across a sick man that you could tell he's poor. He took the two loaves of bread, the two pomegranates, and he gave it to the sick person. So basically, he was acting like Robin Hood. Steal from the rich or steal from people, whether they're rich or not, and give it to the poor, to the less fortunate. And he was being glorified for that by the people. And he felt so holy. So the Imam says, I followed him until he left the city. And then I confronted him. I told him, oh man, what did you just do? I heard so many good things about you, that you're pious and righteous. But then this is what you do? Do you not have shame? Do you not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You just stole something like that? Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam told him this. He gave him this objection. Now, what did he tell him? He told him, who are you? You seem familiar, he told the Imam. He told him, I am someone from Medina. He told him, no, which family are you from? The Imam told him, I am from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Prophet. So then he looked at him again closely. He told him, wait a minute, are you Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq? Are you the one they call Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, the truthful one? He said, yes. He told him, subhanAllah, he started to mock the Imam. He told him, subhanAllah, you're the grandson of Rasulullah, but yet you have not learned from Rasulullah. You don't have the knowledge of Rasulullah. You're so ignorant. The Imam says, how am I ignorant? He told him, you have not read the Quran. What I did, I learned from the Quran. I'm smart. I read between the lines of the Quran, and that's how I justify that end. Help, you know, I justify that mean, which is stealing. He told him, what are you talking about? Where in the Quran does Allah say this? And then he read this verse where Allah says, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا. Allah says in the Quran, whoever does a good deed, Allah will multiply that good deed by 10. So give you 10 rewards, hasanat, for that one good deed. But if you do a bad deed, Allah will give you only one bad deed. We'll count it only once against you. So he tells the Imam, when I stole two loaves of bread, that's two sins against me. And then I stole two pomegranates, that's two more sins against me. So now, where am I at? I'm at -4, correct? And then when I gave four things, two loaves of bread, two pomegranates, to that poor person, to that sick person, I did four good acts, but Allah says, any act you do, I'll multiply it by 10. So I got 40 credits for it. So I was at -4. I get 40 credits. Where am I at now? 36. So he tells the Imam, based on the Quran, I received 36 credits rewards based on what I did. The end justifies the mean. Because I was helping people, I was helping the sick person, then that mean, which is stealing, becomes okay. And I have learned that from the Quran. Imam al-Sadiq tells him, no, what are you talking about? You have misunderstood the Quran. Then the Imam told him, what about the other verse? You forgot another verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah says in the Quran, Allah only accepts the actions of a pious person, of a righteous person. Meaning, if you commit sins left and right, Allah isn't going to even accept your a'mal. Don't think that Allah is going to reward you for helping that poor person. Because Allah only accepts your amal when you come with a pure heart, when you come clean, when you come, you think you can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through sins, Allah doesn't accept your amal. And he says that in the Holy Quran. So then the Imam told him, by stealing two pomegranates, you committed four sins, and then you took those four things and you gave it to the sick. You received four more sins. Because how dare you, who gave you the authority to donate what's not yours? This is a sin. If I take something that's not mine and I donate it to another person, that's a sin. So you committed a sin twice. Number one, you stole. Number two, you donated something that doesn't belong to you. So now you're not at 36, you're at -8 because you committed eight sins. Four times you stole and four times you donated something, yet you didn't. So the point that the Imam was highlighting in this hadith, in the story, that the end never justifies the means. You can never please Allah through something that is haram. And this is what the hadith says, as you can see on the screen. La yuta'u Allah min haythu yu'sa. The hadith says that you can never please Allah through sins. Or in other words, the end does not justify the mean. Because I'm helping people, then that means I can lie and cheat and deceive and I can steal. Never. So this shows us, through this example, that Islam is not a consequentialist religion. Meaning, stealing to help the poor, according to a consequentialist, would be okay. But Islam says no. Stealing is bad, period. I don't care for what reason it is for.